The year was 1928, and Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly a plane across the Atlantic Ocean. In Chicago, Elliot Ness was heading up the infamous Prohibition Unit, and Congress approved construction of the Hoover Dam. 1928 also marked the construction of Pittsburgh's Liberty Bridge. Like so many bridges in our country, it was built to last 50 years and is now considered structurally deficient by the Federal Highway Administration. In fact, 1 in 9 of our country's bridges now carry that label. We don't need another tragic bridge collapse like the one in Minneapolis. Congress has a responsibility to all Americans to invest in our vital infrastructure, and the time to act is now. But we need your help. Visit fixourbridges.org for simple ways to contact your senator or congressman and let them know we deserve safe bridges and highways.